On the Valley at Noon today, I'm joined by Associate Professor Scott Landry, who joins me from his Acadia office, and we're talking about the announcement earlier this week that Acadia plans to build a human motion laboratory. I'd like to find out how you made it to Acadia and where you came up with this idea to build the state-of-the-art lab.
Well, I actually did my undergraduate degree at Acadia. I did a biology and engineering degree, and I always had an interest in studying knee injuries from pretty well the moment I got to Acadia as an undergrad student. And after I went to Acadia, I went finished my engineering degree, mechanical engineering degree at Dalhousie. Then I did my PhD with an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. William Stanish, in Halifax, and that's where I got introduced to motion capture and studying human movement.
So let's move on to the actual human motion laboratory. I mean, what kind of things will you be studying at this particular lab?
Well, the laboratory will be a big open space with about 10 motion capture cameras, and the cameras actually monitor reflective markers. It's similar to the technology they use to make animation movies now, or to make video games. They'll put the little markers on the athletes, get them to move, and then reconstruct that into an actual image on the video game screen. But we're using the technology a little differently to analyze the fine details of human movement, and we also have sensors in the ground. You can think of it as really sensitive scales. And then we also have little sensors that are able to go on the muscles to tell us when the muscles are turning on and off. Two main research areas for me personally would be one, to focus on arthritis. That was some of the research I did during my PhD at Dalhousie. And that was just look at the progression and try to understand why some people go on to progress and get severe arthritis and eventually need a knee replacement. And maybe we look at ways to slow down the progression. And then my other main research area, and this is this was my PhD, was looking at young athletes and trying to prevent injuries, and the focus being anterior cruciate ligament injuries, which is just a little ligament in the knee. And unfortunately for females, they're 2 to 8 times more likely to sustain such an injury, often occurring in a non-contact manner. So no one around them, they just landed from a jump or cut and turn, and they've torn their ACL. So I'm trying to go after the fine details, trying to understand maybe what females are doing different from males with this technology in the lab, and then use it to help develop or improve prevention programs.
When can people expect to see some results, and when do you expect the lab to be up and running?
Well, we got the news this week, official news, that we got the federal and the provincial funding, and we had support from an external donor. And so right now, it'll take probably about a year in order to plan the lab, get it up and running, get the equipment in. As we mentioned, it's almost a $900,000 grant, so we have a lot of equipment coming in. We have some renovations to do for a room. So it probably realistically in the middle of 2013 is when we'll have the lab up and running. But for the next year and a half, it'll be just planning and making sure we do it right to get one of the state-of-the-art motion labs in Canada.
Scott, very exciting research for sure, and we look forward to seeing more. I want to thank you very much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Associate Professor Scott Landry from Acadia. On the Valley at Noon, I'm Rob Lepper.